Good afternoon. You're listening to News Talk 94.1, Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. And this afternoon, I have Ashley Michael from the Biz Foundry.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in today.
I'm excited.
So what we do is we kind of go through your journey. And so right now, you are currently content and design coordinator at the Biz Foundry.
Yes. It's very official.
Which I'm pretty sure you did not plan to do this.
That's not true.
A position that was available that you said, hey, let me apply for that. Let me do that.
No.
So let's take us back. You're not from here. You've been in Cookeville for how long now?
We moved here in, I think it's been about 5 years.
Okay. So you've been here for 5 years. Tennessee Tech is what brought you and your family to the area. What were you doing before this?
A lot of different things. So right before this, we were, my husband was going to get his PhD at Ole Miss, and we had just started our family. And so, I was just mostly working a little bit from home, but not doing much. I've always kind of done some writing and editing here and there. But I actually was doing counseling before that. I got a master's in counseling and was doing that in Texas.
So like literally sitting down with people in the
conference. Yes. Much like this room, but with a cozier setting maybe, and and the little noisemaker that anyway. So I was doing counseling, and then we started having kids, and I just thought I just want to go back to writing and editing. Counseling is great, but it was just a little emotionally stressful for me, I found, after I had done it for a few years. And so,
and I'm guessing that motherhood kind of changed that for you as well, like having kids at home and having just the stresses of motherhood probably put a little bit of strain on that.
Yeah.
Were you growing up? Where did you grow up?
In Virginia.
And so growing up, were you always really into writing and creating things, or did you feel like you had that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't like one of those kids who just sat and made up stories, or I don't know. I always liked writing assignments when we had them in school, but I wasn't like giving myself my own writing homework or anything.
This just dawned on me. My sister used to write literal novels.
I never did that. No, I really liked, I would sometimes make myself like sentences to diagram, and I liked labeling the parts. So there's that. That's cooler, right?
Than writing novels. Your middle school teacher is so proud of you. Well, so, and you do create things as well. It's not just writing. So you, for a little while, you were doing some magazine work, and that was when you were at Ole Miss?
Yeah. So I dabbled a little bit of graphic design in high school. And then when I went to college, I just said, I'm just going to do writing. But I always have done different things with designing for where just different places I've worked for. I've kind of taken on designing stuff for them or.
And you have no formal training in that. That's.
I did have an official graphic design internship, but this was like in the 90s when the software was different. So it was right before Adobe got really big. It was on Macromedia Flash.
So you you've kind of done it all. Like, you've done a lot of different random things.
Yeah.
What makes you feel like now, I assume you like what you're doing?
I do. It's kind of a fun, like, everything has sort of combined into this fun little mix where I get to be creative and do the design work and make things look pretty and easy to read and kind of accessible for people to look at. And I get to be organizing things, which I like that as well. I think that's from the labeling sentences, you know.
I agree. That,
yeah, that goes back. So it's kind of fun to have something at the Biz Foundry where it takes all those different elements of things that I have enjoyed and combine them.
So how you got started at the Biz Foundry is that
you
and I were sitting there one day, and I said, I just got this job at the Biz Foundry, and my first big task was to create a magazine.
Uh-huh. And I think I said, oh, I used to work for a magazine. If you need any editing.
Diagramming sentences. I'll diagram the sentences for you. And I really, I mean, I think that, and I maybe we've talked about this a little bit, but I think you just thought, oh, I'll do some editing and I'll do some proofreading of this magazine, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know at the time what the Biz Foundry was. And so I'm just sort of assuming like, oh, it's this, you know, they'll have a whole like magazine staff. And if they want to just bring me in to do some editing,
proofreading,
that'll be a piece of cake.
Right.
I'd love to help out.
And so what that became is that you and I and a couple other people, and by a couple, I mean literally one or two,
yeah.
Created a whole entire magazine.
Yes.
Called Start Here. Start Here.
Start Here.
And it came out about 2 years ago. And so you were just a couple of years, you were 2 or 3 years into your time in Cookeville, and you were able to really just jump in and create something that was impactful in this community. How do you think that that shaped your last couple of years trajectory of being involved in here?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, quite a bit. That's so funny because it was just a random conversation that we had that then turned into, I mean, yeah, I hadn't really planned on doing something like this on a more regular basis. And now, you know, I get to do other things for the Biz Foundry, doing more design work and stuff for us, and being a part of feeling like, I don't know, I feel like I sort of have a spot in getting to be a part of the community and getting to do what I can do with my little small talents to kind of help it shine here. And I really like that. It makes me feel more like this is a home, you know. Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and we have Ashley Michael, content and design coordinator for the Biz Foundry as well. And so you had mentioned that being part of this magazine kind of made you feel a little bit more a part of the community.
Yes.
You, like myself, are not from here.
Right.
And so you did struggle the first couple of years with just kind of figuring out where.
Oh, yes.
Didn't.
Yes. There are some tearful times.
Which a lot of people go through.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Well, for a lot of different reasons. I mean, part of it is, you know, when you have young kids at home and that kind of thing, and you're not around like grown up people as much, that can be a struggle for some of us at times. And then coming to this community where there's a lot of people who have kind of grown up in the area.
Mamas.
They sort of have their friends, and they're all great people, and that's great. But it can be hard to kind of find your own way in that.
So how do you feel like the magazine really gave you that place in the community?
I don't know. I mean, I think. Well, I learned a lot. So when we did the magazine, you, Tiffany, would do the interviews and find the people. And then I was at home with the baby, so I wasn't going out doing interviews. But then I would be listening at home. I would take the recording and I would write the articles. And I feel like I learned. It was like an education on the history of the Upper Cumberland as I was doing these. And so it really, I really felt excited as I was writing. And hopefully that comes across in the writing. But it was really kind of cool to just hear it. I feel like I kind of got to meet people through hearing their stories and get excited about this place called Cookeville, Tennessee, and hear more about it. And which probably gave me more of a desire to get out there and continue to be a part of it and meet more people.
I think sometimes too, when you're in a new area, having the outlet to know, you know, people will say, oh, get involved in this or get involved in that. But you were able to use your passion and your work and kind of not really hide behind, but use that as the front of getting involved. And sometimes that makes it easier and you're a little bit more comfortable than just like, hey, here's my baby. Let's go on a play date.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, definitely.
Being that professional woman and saying, okay, well, I'm going to go out and I'm promoting this magazine once you completed it. And
yeah. For somebody, I would definitely consider myself more introverted. And so it is kind of nice to have something that you can feel like, okay, I have a reason for talking to this person. I'm not the type of person who's just going to go and talk to a stranger. So that helped. That helped me.
Which I am. And so I think that's why we, you know, made that connection.
I'm going to sound so cool in this interview. Everyone's going to want to be my friend.
It's all good. So now that you got this magazine out and you got connected, you kind of got the bug to stick with the Biz Founder. What made you choose to stick with working with some entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I feel like I sort of invited myself to stick around because it was really fun. I just felt like things were happening around there. You sort of have a pulse on the community and how it's growing. I got really excited about entrepreneurship, which is not something I had really thought about much before, but it's just a good place to be. I just feel like things are happening there.
So one of your long goal visions is to open a bookstore at some point. Did you have that vision before working with the Biz Founder and other entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I think I've always had that as a dream, but I feel like maybe this will be a historical interview one day, but I feel like it's more, you feel like, oh, I could do that. That actually could be a reality and not just a dream.
When you're surrounded with people who are doing it, I think like
you're just less afraid. Like, why not just try it? You know,
right.
If you fail, that's okay.
And there's a lot of people who have failed, and there's a lot of people who've been successful. And I don't necessarily think the community that we surround ourselves with makes it seem easy. It just makes it seem doable. And it seems like there's a support network for, entrepreneurs and people who want to do it.
It's very much just like just you're encouraged in your own ideas, and you can feel like people want to see you just try it and hope the best for you.
For sure. We'll be back in a second. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton, and we have Ashley Michael in today.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Ashley Michael with the Biz Foundry.
Yes.
Content and design coordinator. So we just talked about the fact that you were the editor in chief.
Yes.
Of the magazine Start Here that came out 2 years ago. We get asked now and then if it's ever going to come back.
Yeah. That'd be great. If anyone has some money laying around that they'd like to fund a magazine, it's super cool.
You can email Tiffany at thebizfoundry.org or Ashley at thebizfoundry.org. If you'd just like to fund a really awesome magazine, let us know.
Okay.
So after that kind of wrapped up, you just kind of started jumping into some other tasks with the Biz Foundry, but you really just... that bug of being around these entrepreneurs, being able to help people, seeing the vision that honestly Jeff Brown has created at the Biz Foundry, kind of just bit you. You got bit by the bug, and you just kind of, I mean, there were days where you're like, am I supposed to be?
Am I still working here? Yeah, no, but I was thinking about after the magazine, I got to do a lot of different, we just did some different blogs and stuff where we were telling people stories, different entrepreneur journeys and things like that. And I really love that. And I know that we have the Made Here Market coming up. And I think that's part of what I really loved about doing the market last year, this past year too, was I wanted the community to know these vendors and to not just see them as like some random, person trying to sell them a necklace, but to really just tell their stories. And that's even something that we did at the market. We had this little book available that told a little bit about everybody's story. But
so the Made Here Market was the first annual, started last year.
Yes.
This year, I guess, 2019. And it was in April.
Yeah.
And where did part of what I think is so awesome about where we work is it's things are so fluid. It's like, well, whose idea was this? How did this even come about?
Yeah.
And, you know, so what was the vision for the market?
Gosh, you'll probably have to help me remember. I know, we had hosted an Etsy workshop before, and there had just been a lot of run-ins with people where I think all of us just kind of felt like there are a lot of talented people here. There's a lot. We really believe in supporting local business, shopping local. I mean, that helps the economy and gives you a sense of pride in your community. And there was a lot. There's a lot available here that you can find locally. And I just think people don't know about it. So we were looking at how can we give people a place to kind of shine and be showcased.
And so we, by the kind of skin of our teeth, we had no idea really what we had never done an event that size before. And we kind of had some key things that we wanted. We wanted to showcase the Biz Foundry a little bit.
Nobody knew who we were.
We wanted to showcase. We wanted to showcase, you know, these vendors and mm-hmm. give them a voice. And, you know, my goal is to make this an iconic Cookeville event that people know. And I think we kind of did in our first go.
Yeah.
I mean, people have already started talking about, oh yeah, that Made Here Market.
I'm so glad. Yeah.
Saw that person there. I mean, they affiliate the Biz Foundry with the Made Here Market. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's such a good way to kind of give back to the community.
Yeah.
I think
it's
of it.
It's fun. I mean, besides it being a really great thing for the makers and the super talented people in our community, it's a really fun community event too. It's like a celebratory, family friendly kind of atmosphere. It's sort of like Fall Fun Fest in some ways in that sense. Mm-hmm. But it's just really like we're celebrating the stuff that we're made of, sort of.
Yeah. So we had food trucks and music last year. Mm-hmm. And so, and we had over 4,000 people visit the event.
Mm-hmm.
Support from local brick and mortars downtown. We tried to bring them into the celebration. So what can we see coming up for this year's event? So we're already kind of planning it and starting things out.
So we definitely want to keep, we think what makes it special is just that really celebrating and showcasing local. So you'll always find just people who are making their own, whatever it may be. There's not going to be the direct sales or that kind of thing. And that is great stuff, but this is not for that type of a vendor. So you can always expect to find some really unique and unusual things. And we'll have some food trucks and music again. So a lot of the same feel, just maybe a little bit slightly bigger and better, but not too big, because we really kind of like it. Feels a little, it's special having it in our little spot there.
You don't want to grow too big for your britches too fast. In case you're just joining, you're listening to Ashley Michael with the Biz Foundry, and we're talking about Made Here Market. And so right now, vendor applications are being accepted.
Yes.
And so what are you hoping to find from these vendor applications?
Oh, that's a good question. I have so many hopes. My expectations are always, I feel like we ran into this last year. I have high hopes and high expectations. I would love for there to be such a variety of vendors. I feel like you could probably find anything that you needed from a local source if you really tried and knew where to look. And I think it'd be so cool to have the market be a place where, like, you could get your Christmas shopping done. You could decorate your house. You could, you know, get some cake, whatever you want to. I think that you could just find it and not have to rely on Amazon so much, which is, I mean, I'm just like everyone else. I have an Amazon account, but I hate it. And so I would love to just get applications from all kinds of different people who make things.
Where do you get this passion for Shop Local from? Do you think you've always kind of had that, or?
I think oddly enough, that kind of grew from our time in Mississippi. We lived in Oxford, and I got involved in the local farmers market there. And
were you selling?
I did sell some of my. I also bake.
One year you were a blue ribbon winner.
Yes, I've taken first prize for my chocolate chip cookies
at the Putnam County Fair.
Yes, it's probably not going to repeat.
But
anyway,
so you were selling baked goods there.
Yeah, but I mean that community is almost unreal in how it is. It's sort of like this perfect little bubble town. But they do a really great job of supporting their local businesses. They've been able to keep out businesses that they thought would hurt local businesses. And there's just a really great sense of pride of, you know, we support each other. We help each other out. We love our town. And so the more that you can support local, the more that it helps, it puts money back into your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's just a win for everybody.
Well, and that I do appreciate the fact that the Biz Foundry really, buys into that high tides, yeah, raise all boats. And so I don't think that there's a lot of things that we look at as competition, and we really try and, okay, how can we do good overall for this community?
Right. Yeah. It's just everybody coming together, which we definitely saw at the market. And so the Biz Foundry is that way, but there are other groups out there as well who we just kind of thought we just want to all work together to see good things for our towns.
And how do you think that impacts you personally or your family of living in this community and being involved of kind of having that small town feel?
I love that for our kids. They were so, we have four kids. Wren is 8, Jonah's 5, Eleanor is 2, and then we just had baby Jane. But Wren and Jonah, especially my older two, were so excited about the market, and they've been asking since then, when are we going to have it back? And I grew up in a commuter town outside of DC, and it didn't really have a special identity. And it's not a place that I think, oh, I can't wait to go back home to my, you know, town with all matching houses, and it has the same stores as everywhere else. So it's neat to see my kids feel excited about where they live and feeling like they are getting to know that. I mean, they met some vendors at the market. They feel like they're best friends with the Lazy Cow truck and that they're going to work there.
Well, and both my kids and your kids had their, staff events, shirts made for them. And so,
which they wear with pride.
I've already been asked, are you having the same shirts next year? Cause we want to make sure we can wear our shirts.
And,
it is interesting how you can lead, how you can instill entrepreneurship in this younger generation simply by putting on an event like this.
Oh yeah. Yes. Marin, well, I don't want to say too much on the radio, but she plans on opening her own bakery. I mean, she'd do it tomorrow. She has a notebook. She has drawn out plans, and we'll see a thing for sale. And she's like, Mom, let's buy that building. I'm like, oh, well, you find $500,000 and we'll do that.
I love that. That's so great.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, and that's just, you know, yes, our kids are much more impacted by entrepreneurship, but how many other kids at that event were impacted in that way? And so you just never know the reach that what you're doing is taking people places.
Yeah.
So, how can any last minute things that you want to tell us about before we wrap up here?
Oh gosh. I don't think so.
Okay. How can people find you or the Biz Foundry or?
Well, I am at the Biz Foundry. You can email me at Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at thebizfoundry.org if you have any questions, especially about the market. And you can go to the Biz Foundry's website /MHM for Made Here Market to apply. Please let people know, especially just all over the region. We want to hear from everybody.
I think that's a big thing is just trying to go to those corners of the region.
Yeah, because I don't want them to get lost. It's sort of like there's a brighter light on Cookeville, but there's some talent all over the
There's
the
a
area.
Ton of talent everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, trying to get out to those far reaches. So, mm-hmm. thank you for coming in. It was a pleasure to have you and talk formally with you.
This was fun.
Thanks, Ashley.